الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي ملء الأرض ذهبا لم يستوفي ثوابه دون يوم الحساب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers and sisters and listeners in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's very great and manifest mercy, kindness, compassion upon each and every one of us, that we have been brought right on the cusp, on the outset of Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the blessed and the Mubarak month of Ramadan. How great the anticipation Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhibited for this month, we can gauge quite easily from the famous dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would begin making from the time of Rajab. It is mentioned that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read the dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan, that O Allah, bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban and cause us to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. In fact, the dua which Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that when Ramadan starts, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa tasallamhu minna mutaqabbala. This also indicates a burning desire to remain alive, to remain in salamati, to remain in afiat and peace, to remain in health, to remain in such a condition that maximum the benefit of this Mubarak and great guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be utilized. My respected brothers and sisters, if we have to analyze and look within ourselves, more appropriately under the current circumstances, that what was or what is our mindset? What is our anticipation with regards to this month of Ramadan? We would have noticed in the various households that long before Ramadan, the freezers are being stocked, the fridges are being stocked, the savories are being prepared. There is a rush of last minute shopping in order to acquire goods that we perceive are absolutely necessary for the month of Ramadan. This is, in fact, it is sad to note that amongst a certain percentage of us, there would even have been a sense of trepidation. There would have even been a sense that those wrongs which we are engaged in, which to a very large extent, Allah protect us and Allah forgive us, we are living in an era or period where guna or sin has become, instead of the exception, it has become the norm. It has become a part of our lives. And we have become habitual of certain types of guna. Particularly, we don't like to speak about it openly, but those shaitan boxes that have proliferated our homes, that it is rare that you enter a Muslim home except the first thing that your eyes fall upon and except the first thing that your eyes fall upon is that plasma screen, which has darkened the environment, taken out the noor out of the homes, of the Muslim Ummah. These things have become, like I said, instead of the exception, they have become the norm. Some of us will drive ourselves, some of us will have made our minds up that in this month of Ramadan particularly, that flagrant violation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, that instrument of behayai and shamelessness to some extent, put a chadar over it, or put a curtain over it, or put some sheet over it, and put it away for the month of Ramadan. And because of that, we would have felt that heaviness in our hearts, the difficulty in our hearts. This is in fact a testimony, my respected brothers and sisters, of the very low level of our iman. We should be very, very concerned about. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us one thermometer. He gave us one yardstick. Iman is not something that is tangible. Iman, you can't find a scale in this world that you're going to weigh your iman. Nor can you use a measuring tape to measure your iman. It's an ephemeral concept, something we cannot see. Different matter in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have set up a scale that is different meaning. But in this world, we were given certain yardsticks. Call it a type of measuring tape. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. He said, when your good deeds will please you, when your good deeds create khushi and happiness within you, and when your evil deeds, when you break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this hurts you, when this is a cause of pain and concern and worry for you, فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, know that you are a believer. And on the one hand, this hadith is a yardstick, a measuring tape for us. And on the other hand, this hadith, my respected brothers and sisters, is a great warning for us. Because human nature is such, you do something wrong the first time, you may feel bad about it. But if you persist in that wrong over and over and over again, one hand is the wrong, one hand is because of persisting, it may become difficult for you to make tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But an even greater and graver danger is that by persisting in something over and over and over again, then this aspect of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, sa'atka sayyatuka. Sa'atka sayyatuka. That your wrong will hurt you. Your wrong will cause you to become worried. This aspect will come out when we will make guna something of habit. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith, what is the ishara? That this is a direct link to your iman. A direct link to your iman, the level of your iman, is the extent to which your guna and your sins are hurting you. Coming back to the topic we are talking about, my respected brothers and sisters, because of the fact that guna has become habitual in our lives, many of us will view the onset of this month of Ramadan with trepidation. We'll view it as some sort of a stumbling block for us to get over. This should not be our mindset. One was the anticipation of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the nizam. Look at the system. That khalika kainat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anticipation, if you want to call it, for this month of Ramadan, where Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, famous hadith, which Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi in his Fazali Ramadan has mentioned, and I'm digressing, it is the advice of our elders that take that time out, particularly in this month of Ramadan on a daily basis. Many of us, because of circumstances, we are confined to our homes. We are spending extra time with our families instead of spending that time in laghwiyat, instead of spending that time in frivolous and useless activities. Let us set aside the time every day for the entire family to get together. And the patriarch or the head of the family should be leading in this endeavor. Get the family together. Start reading the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read the fazail amal. Read the seerah of the lives of sahaba-i-kiram, ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Read the virtues of the various aspects, and particularly in this month of Ramadan, our elders advise us that devote some time towards reading fazail Ramadan, the virtues of this month of Ramadan, so that we can maximize the potential for each and every one of us to derive the true blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this great and this blessed opportunity and guest which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Coming back to what we were mentioning earlier, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith, as the Shaykh has mentioned it in his Fazail Ramadan, that inna al-jannata latuzayyanu min as-sanati ila as-sanati lidukhuli shahri Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that Jannat should be decorated. Jannat should be decorated. Jannat should be prepared. لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ, for the onset or the coming of the month of Ramadan. The question we should ask ourselves, my respected brothers and sisters, when does this decoration start? When does the preparation of Jannat start? According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the hilal of last year's Eid was sighted, when the hilal of last year's Eid was sighted, at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels to decorate Jannat for this year's Ramadan. Leave 1 or 2 months anticipation, 11 months of anticipation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a great gift. And then when Ramadan starts, when the first night of Ramadan comes, in the same hadith it is mentioned, habbat rihum min tahtil arsh yuqalu laha al-muthira, a wind starts blowing from underneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this name, the name of this wind is Muthira. As a result of this wind, the leaves of the trees of Jannah start flapping in the breeze. The handles of the doors of the palaces of Jannah start clattering. As we observe, on a still day, when the wind starts blowing, there is a fervor, there is an excitement, there is a movement. As a result of, similarly, this is the description that is found in this hadith. There is a fervor, there is a hush, there is an anticipation throughout in the entire Jannah because of this wind that has started blowing from underneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of this, Jannah becomes cognizant. Jannah becomes aware that something has happened. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, what happens? Jannah starts making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'allana fi hadha ash-shahr min ibadika as-sukkana. That, O Allah, we are entreating you. Who? Jannat. Jannat is asking Allah. Jannat is begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, let there be those in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will spend this month of Ramadan in such a manner that you will make the decision, Jannati, Jannati, Jannati. Min ibadika sukkana, let them become the residents of Jannah. Wa yaqulna al-hurul ayn, and the beautiful maidens of Jannah, women of such indescribable beauty. We cannot even go into the details now. Occasion of Jummah is very limited, time is very limited. But suffice to say, these are women of such indescribable beauty that the Quran does not get tired of describing their beauty. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam interspersed with such descriptions of the majestic, the unreal beauty of these women. They also become affected by this wind that is blowing, and they also start making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'al fi hadha ash-shahr min ibadika azwaja. O Allah, let there be in this month of Ramadan those men of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will utilize this month in such a manner that wazawwajnahum bihurin 'ain, wazawwajnahum bihurin 'ain, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that we will marry you to the maidens of Jannah. O Allah, let them conduct themselves in such a manner that they become our spouses in Jannah. Such a month. If you look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is, my respected brothers and sisters, we can read the various ahadith, we can translate. Like I said, time is limited, but just very, very briefly, few ahadith I'm going to mention. The object and purpose is not to go into the detailed translation. The object and purpose is for us to realize the fervor, for us to experience the anticipation, for us to experience the excitement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The famous hadith, which as the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi begins his kitab with. And appropriately, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala who says, khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhiri yawmin min Sha'ban, that on the last day of Sha'ban, right on the cusp of Ramadan. Why? What was the hikmat and the wisdom for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam particularly to address his sahaba and to address the ummah right on the cusp of Ramadan? The reason was that he did not want this ummah to miss or to waste even 1 second of this mubarak in this precious month. خَتَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي آخِرِ يَوْمٍ مِّن شَعْبَانِ فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ أَذَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضَةً وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوُّعًا مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَصْلَةٍ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى 70 فَرِيضَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ وَشَهْرُ الْمُوَاسَاةِ وَشَهْرٌ يُزَادُ فِي رِزْقِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِيهِ مَنْ فَطَّرَ فِيهِ صَائِمًا كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ وَعِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ إِلَى آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ. That, O my ummah, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala who says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his ummah on the last day of Sha'ban, and he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O my ummah, O humanity, قَدْ أَذَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. There's come upon you a great month, an auspicious month, a blessed month. A month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. That nafil act that you will do in this month, Allah will multiply it to the reward of a fard act. That fard act which you will discharge in this month, Allah will give you 70 farida, minimum 70 faraid reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in this month. This is the month of sympathy. This is the month of mercy. This is the month to show your empathy for your fellow human being. Feed the fasting person at the time of iftar. كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ وَإِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will free you from the fire of Jahannam. Simple act of feeding. This will become the means of your emancipation from Jahannam. A month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the risk and the sustenance of humanity. Another hadith, lengthy hadith, I'm not completing it. Allah give the opportunity, later on we'll go into the details. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hada Ramadan qad ja'a. Hada Ramadan qad ja'a. Tuftahu fihi abwabul jannah. Tughlaqu fihi abwabul nar. Tughallu fihi shayateen. بُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. The hadith of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, أَتَاكُمْ رَمَضَانَ شَهْرُ بَرَكَةٍ يَغْشَاكُمُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ فَيُنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ يَنْزُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ فَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ فِيهِ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The first hadith, هَذَا رَمَضَانَ. Ramadan has come. Ramadan has come. Last week we mentioned the hadith. The reception may not have been very good. One occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up in Masjid al-Nabawi and he addresses Sahaba ikram, "Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun?" Thalathan, three times. This is like announcement of something momentous, something auspicious, something great, something indescribable has happened. Sahaba is shocked. Umar radiallahu anhu stands up, "Awahyun nazal ya Rasulullah," has some great wahi come down, some revelation come down, some life-changing event occurred. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "No, a'aduun hadar," is an enemy coming, is an army about to attack us that you are sounding out an alarm like this. No, then what is it ya Rasulullah? "Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun?" What is it ya Rasulullah? He says, Ramadan has come. And then in that same hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah yaghfiru fi awwali laylatin min Ramadan li kulli ahli hadhihi al-qibla." That Allah forgives the sins of the entire ummah in the first night of Ramadan. Coming back to those ahadith which I mentioned, Hada Ramadan qad jaa. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi in excitement, even if we don't understand the Arabic language, we can gauge the excitement, we can gauge the fervor, we can gauge the anticipation. Ramadan has come. Tuftakhu fi abwabul jannah, tughlaqu fi abwabul nar. The doors of Jannat are thrown open. The doors of Jahannam are locked. Shayateen are tied up in this month. And then Rahmatul Lil Alameen, a mercy to humanity, sounds out the warning, sounds out the caution. Don't treat this month lightly. Don't treat this great ni'mat and opportunity which Allah has given you lightly. One hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Fattaku shahra Ramadan. Fattaku shahra Ramadan. He said, fear the month of Ramadan. Fahdharu shahra Ramadan. Fear this month of Ramadan. Fear what? Fear taking it lightly to such an extent. He said, "Bu'adan liman adraka Ramadan falam yughfal lahu. Idha lam yughfal lahu famata." He said, may that person be distanced from the mercy of Allah. May that person be distanced from the mercy of Allah who finds the month of Ramadan and fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah. And then Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully he was Jawami'ul Kalim. He would utter a few words. They were voluminous in meaning. What does he say? This one hadith describes for us, these few words makes us understand. This exclamation of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes us understand how integral this month is that we cannot take it lightly. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. If even now you won't make tawbah, if even now you won't open that Quran, if even now you won't engage in Allah's zikr, if even now you won't engage in dua, if even now you won't stop that haram that is proliferating your lives and is distancing you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Coronavirus or whatever calamity is going on, Quran has given us the nuskha. It's not some bat in some marketplace, nor is it manufactured in some laboratory. Nothing in the heavens and the earth happens without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire economical system of the world has crumbled. Life as we know it is no longer the same. Our masajids are locked. Baytullah is locked. Madina Sharif is locked. Situation has dawned upon this ummah, the like of which we could not even have envisaged or imagined a few months ago. And what is Quran saying? مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. They know and understand these calamities and trials and tribulations that have befallen this ummah, it is because of the gunas. It is because of our sins. It is because of our making dushmani with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is because we took the masjid for granted. We took Kaabatullah for granted. We took Rawdah-e Paak for granted. Azan upon azan would be called out, it would fall upon deaf ears. We took the sunnah of our beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We took our gush for granted. We took our dawat and tabligh for granted. And this is Allah's announcement, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah has announced, this is Allah's indelible hukam, faisla, decision, which will not change. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. Make shukr. Appreciate my ni'mats. Utilize them to the maximum. We think ni'mats only refer to dunya. No, my respected brothers and sisters. More important is the ni'mat of deen. More important was the freedom with which we knocked upon door. More important was the freedom with which somebody used to stand up after salah and give that i'lan, my success, your success. And the success of the entire humanity lies in obeying the orders of Allah in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Little effort is going to take place. Effort without restrictions. No thorns were thrown in our paths. No intestines of the backs of camel were put on our backs. In our own homes, those maidservants that carried out menial chores in our homes, nothing stopped us from making dua for the hidayat. Nothing stopped us from giving them a livable wage. Nothing stopped us from showing them the akhlaq of Islam. Nothing stopped us as an ummah that each time some Hindu died, or some Christian died, or some Jew died, or some idol worshipper died each time to feel the hurt in our heart. That was the hurt in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That, oh Allah, this person has died on kufr. The worry for the hidayat of that person, nothing stopped us from that. The roads were open. We turned our backs on Allah's ni'mat. We turned our backs on these opportunities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Each time the azan was called out, how easy it was for us to go to the masjid, yet the masjid remained empty. Yet it was two or three safs. This didn't worry us. One is that ummah that was away from the masjid. What about the ummah that was in the masjid? How many sleepless nights were there? How much of dua did we make? How much of concern was there? How many doors did we knock at when there was no obstruction? When there was no limitation upon our movements? لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah says, appreciate my ni'mats. The roads were open for you. The effort of deen was open for you. Your Quran together in the masjid was open for you. Your nawafil in the masjid was open for you. Your salah in the masjid was open for you. The time to spend in i'tikaf in the masjid was open for you. That shab guzari that was taking place every week was open for you. The mashwara in the masjid was open for you. That i'lan would be called out. Some of you were not even prepared to listen to it, even though you were in the masjid. You turned your back, you walked away. Allah says, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Appreciate my ni'mats, and I will protect them for you. I will increase them upon you, increase my ni'mats upon you. This is Allah's promise. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ Allah says, if you will not appreciate, if you will not appreciate one hand, the ni'mat of dunya, that is a different manner. The level of masiyat has increased. The level of Allah's disobedience has increased. Look at our weddings. Look at our functions. Look at the flagrant violation in our homes of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do our daughters resemble the haya and shame of Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha? Do they resemble the haya and shame of Khadija al-Kubra, of Aisha umul mu'mineen radiallahu anha? Or is there any real difference in the value and conduct of our daughters and our children from those who have no Quran, who have no hadith? Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Appreciate, we will increase. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ And if you will be ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ Allah says, my punishment is very severe. مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ Allah says, whatever calamities have befallen, whatever calamities have befallen, are not manufactured in some laboratory, are not part of some conspiracy theory. Asbab and means is in his place. Allah knows best. But it cannot happen without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ It is the fruit of your toils. It is your gunas. It is your sins. It is your flagrant violation of the commands of Allah. Yet Allah is merciful. Allah is compassionate. Allah is kind. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Allah brings these halat. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ For us to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To complete the hadith of Ubadah bin Samit. أَتَاكُمْ رَمَضَان Ramadan has come. شَهْرُ بَرَكَة The month of barakah. The month of blessings. يَخْشَاكُمْ اللَّهُ فِي Allah's barakah. Allah's blessings rains down upon you. يَغْشَى You are covered up. Covered up like a cloud. Covered up in the barakat and blessings of Allah. يُنزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَيَخَطُّ الْخَطَايَا وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ Allahu Akbar. Allah's rahmat is raining down. Allah is accepting your du'as. Allah is accepting your du'as. Allah is wiping away your sins. So what must you do? What must you do? What must you do? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يُنزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ يَخُطُّ الْخَطَايَا يَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ What must you do? Start running towards Allah. Start running towards Allah. Pull out the brakes. Don't feel that you are at home so the environment is not there. You're not able to go to the masjid so the environment is not there. No, pull out the stops. Allah put you into seclusion for a reason. Allah put you into isolation for a reason so that you connect with Allah. Isolation, seclusion is a great tool and weapon for a believer. It's not an obstacle. It's a weapon for a believer to connect with Allah. يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ Allah wants to see you outdoing one another. Outdo one another in neki. Outdo one another in good deeds. Outdo one another in tilawat of Qur'an. For the establish the Taraweeh Salah. If it's not in the masjid, establish it in your pockets. Stay within, obviously we advise, stay within the laws of the country, but this does not stop us from bringing our Quran alive. Bringing alive this great sunnah, which was the khususiyat of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the special gift that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to his ummah in this month of Ramadan. فَأَرُوا ta'ala min anfusikum fihi khayra. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, show Allah in this month, how much of khair you are prepared to do, how much you want to earn His mercy, how much you want to earn His forgiveness. Wallah, my respected brothers and sisters, for Allah to remove a calamity is not difficult. For Allah it is kun fayakun, be and it is. For Allah it is one decision. For Allah it is one irada. For Allah it is one intention. No difficulty for Allah. Allah doesn't need a vaccine. Allah is the commander of the winds, the commander of the air, the commander of the skies, the commander of the earth. Allah is yudabbirul amra min as-sama'i ila al-ard. For Allah there is no difficulty. Show Allah. Turn to Allah. Beg from Allah. Beseech Allah. فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ فِي خَيْرًا. And finally, again the warning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Coming back to what I said earlier, one sentence, he said, إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. If you will not appreciate Ramadan, if now also you won't make tawbah, if now also you won't stop, if now also you won't apply yourself in amal, in turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, rahmatul lil alameen, mercy to humanity. What does he say? Famata. He says, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it if you don't do it now? If still Ramadan comes and your nawafil is not increasing, your sunnah is not increasing, your Quran is not increasing, your dhikrullah is not increasing, your dua is not increasing, your tilawat is not increasing, your abstention from guna is not increasing, if now still, famata, then what are you waiting for? Allah forgive us, what is the underlying meaning? Meaning, are you waiting to die? Are you waiting to go into the qabr? Are you waiting for the time when you are going to stand in front of Allah? Then it is too late. If now you won't do it, then when are you going to do it? This is the great warning which Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi has given us because of the extent to which Allah opens His mercy in this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.